We've got three zoom settings now.
Okay.
Far, medium, and up close.
Okay.
Red ones don't really depend on the thing. You don't need to be a certain size to eat red ones anymore.
Okay.
This is because we made a slight change where the yellow ones don't immediately kill you, but they actually kind of weaken you.
Lovely.
Like that.
Then we realised you end up so small, so it kind of messes you up.
Because
if you're so small, then you can't actually hit the
You
red
have
ones,
to have a way back from the punishment.
Exactly.
And that came from that suggestion, and then you then balancing from the suggestion, which is really good.
There we go, and then we can leave because
you're green.
Yes. Your mass is green. That little annoying nag will only appear once, and then it will go away forever.
Per playthrough.
Well, when you start up the game, it will come back again. But
okay.
If you, as long as you keep it running, it won't pop back up again. So there we go, running away.
Okay.
Running away.
And now I'm green.
Yep, and now you can escape.
So the level of what green is can determine how tough the game is.
Hmm.
Okay.
It's quite good as well now that you don't know the green level until it actually goes green.
Yeah, there's a threshold.
But once you know green, you know.
Yeah.
And we also have a
nicely recovered.
Well, if you die in a minute, you can show them the start screen and stuff that we've changed.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? That's really made it more of a game.
Okay, can you show them the start screen? That's all.
Start screen.
Yeah,
okay. Well,
you've not got the.
Just go chew a black hole.
You haven't got the help on yet, though, have
okay,
you?
That score just needs a bit.
Don't worry about that.
A, you can restart the level.
Yep. So you can restart back going to screen.
B goes back to the.
Yeah.
Except for that. Yeah.
Oh. That makes so much more of a difference being able to go through yellow sun. Because it makes it like not instant
and then
death.
B, go back to the
there you go. We're going to have a help menu. Have we got that up running yet?
Not yet.
All right, but.
To play.
But we will have a help menu that's completely optional. It's just like, do you want to know what the controls are? Do you want to know what you're doing? Because we had, you know, the Microsoft guy was quite clear that he wasn't quite sure what he was doing.
Yeah, that's Nick.
They don't even know what.
Yeah, and the title is now. It's still. Gygax, but it's Escape the Galaxy, which is a nice tagline because it sounds cool and it's exactly what you have to do.
Escape the Galaxy. It does what it says on the tin.
It's exactly. We got someone coming saying, like, "What's your game in a line?" That's our game in a line. Escape the Galaxy.
Yeah. Okay.
So we can't get more obvious than that.
I have to say, I'll make sure I say this now in case I forget to say it later.
Nice.
You must do a commercial release of this game.
Yeah,
I was saying this to these guys. I was saying we should sell this, and you were telling me no.
A little bit more polish.
Yeah.
A little tiny bit more polish.
Because
if you do not release this game, I will steal your idea and I will re-implement it and I'll release it.
Told you guys.
Okay, I really, really do think that you should do this. If you don't do this, you are absolutely foolish.
Yeah.
Thank you for backing me up on this, because I was saying people would pay money for this. They're all like, I wouldn't pay for this.
Seriously, just get it polished, 80 points, indie channel.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do. There's games that are worse than this for 240 on the indie channel. So,
yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, have you played, what is it? I made a game with zombies.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that game.
It's a simple top-down shooter, and it's made £125,000.
Yeah, that's annoyed me so much.
Right. I'll tell you the other thing maybe you should think about doing is when you get Windows 7, you get Windows Game Studio 4, is if you use tilt mechanic in the Windows mobile phone, you've got this game.
It's a tilt game as well.
Yeah.
And then, if you don't have access to it, then you need to get access to it. Do an iPhone version of it, because an iPhone version of this, I would pay a quid for this at least.
Yeah.
I told him that. I said this. Yeah. I said I'd pay. They're like,
you to make an iPhone game by the end of the deadline, so I can have it on my phone, please.
Somebody does have a Mac, so he can.
But you, I mean, it can't be that much effort to do a Windows mobile game. And as Andy said earlier,
is that the
if
black
you,
hole,
it's got a huge hitbox. It counts in this phone.
So what's the biggest thing that you've learned from this in 10 seconds?
Physics is a pain in the ass.
Physics is a pain in the ass.
Teamwork.
So, teamwork?
Yeah. Sleep.
Yeah, I could do a bit more sleep before I come.
Not going out.
Sprite sheets
like,
can be a pain.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Okay. There's definitely things you could tweak and improve, like the collision box for the black hole. I still think needs a bit of tweaking.
Mm.
But I think you've taken these suggestions, you've improved it, you've made it a game, much more of a game, to the point where it is commercial now.
Wow.
Really good, well done.
Thank you very much.
Strong.
Thank you.
Cheers.
It's good. Very good.
And that's going to go on the internet in about 5 seconds.
Thank you very much.